Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, on the W4NYK repeater.
Good evening, Gus. AO4HKX.
Good evening. This is Gus, the Golf Uniform Sierra. And I got KO4, but I missed the rest of it. I'm sorry, I don't recognize your voice. Over.
That's okay, Gus. I may have said it too fast. It's Patrick, KO4, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Thing, Patrick, I recognize the name, and of course we've talked before. I tell you, I just, as I get older, trying to memorize other people's call signs are really hard for me, especially if I don't talk to them every day. But how's everything going with you in South Carolina today? Over.
Going good for me. It's a little rainy here, but not too bad, and not complaining because we definitely need the rain. So welcome to nice little drizzle.
Well, that's the best kind. We thought we were going to get some rain today, but it hasn't materialized. Got a little bit last night, just enough to hear on the roof. You know, I really don't know if we're above or below normal for this area. You know, since we're new to North Carolina, we don't know what established weather patterns are. We kind of just take it day by day. But, oh, that's great. So are you just working radio tonight? Over.
I'm getting ready to call the net here in just a little bit. It's Friday night, and this is one of the open Friday nights, so I picked it up.
QSL, I know you do a real good job, and I appreciate it because I wasn't sure if I'd be back from a party by this time. So I wish you well. I know you'll do a good job. Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
Well, thank you, Gus. I appreciate the kind words. And whereabouts in North Carolina are you located?
We're in Newland, which is up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. I think we figured an hour and a quarter north of Asheville. Nearest big towns that people might recognize are like Boone and Banner Elk. Over.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, I know you said about South Carolina, but I actually live in North Carolina. Since you're fairly familiar with the area, if you look at Bovard and look just to the east of it and where the DuPont State Forest is at, I live in a little community called Penrose.
Okay, I think I've heard that name before. Both states are so pretty. I've got friends in both states. Maybe heading out to Durham to visit a longtime buddy next week or so. But I'm glad that you're going to be taking the net, and I'm glad to talk to you. Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
Gus, it's good to hear you tonight, but I'm going to clear out here and leave you with Tom so I can get ready to call the net. You gentlemen both have a good evening, and look forward to talking to you here in just a few minutes on the net. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. Pick it up, Tom.
I'm having a bowl of that lemon chiffon, whatever she calls it there. I forget the last name, like you had the other night, so eat your heart out. That's
Good. Kind of make me hungry. Over.
Oh, it is my favorite, I think. And Bernice doesn't make it too often. She says it dirties every bowl in the kitchen or every appliance in the kitchen. But she just got a new mixer. Her KitchenAid shot traps, and so I got her this new GE profile, and this was the very first thing, and Patrick come by the other night and picked up some eggs, and she wanted him to have one of the first bowls off of that new one, and I think he liked it quite a bit. I know I do. Always have a nice visit with him, and really enjoy stopping by at the end of his route. And Gus, are you still up in North Carolina tonight? I just come downstairs and turned the rig on, heard you two talking.
QSL, yeah, we're in Newland. Went to get together with, I think, six or seven other couples and had a nice evening. Wasn't sure when we'd get back, but Trying to play catch up on radio a little bit. It's been a busy work day. We're trying to get this house into the way we want it, you know, decoration wise and some a few mechanical things. But, you know, having a good life, but at the end of the month, we're heading back south, AA4GH.
One little disturbance out there in the Atlantic, but I don't think it's supposed to bother the United States presently. I got to turn this HF rig down. And I assume Gary got you lined up on the echo link there because you're sounding really good.
Yeah, QSL, I'm really happy with the digital media, whether it be Echolink, DMR, or D-Star. Some people poo-poo them as, you know, not being real radio since it's not all RF. But it's allowed me to be connected and meet a lot of great people like yourself. So I'm sold. A4GH.
0GR. Well, I agree with you on the D-Star and things like that where you talk to real people, but... And I know a lot of people like it, but the FT8, you don't really make the contact. The computer does, and I just don't have any interest in that. And I'm glad a lot of people do. But from what I hear from Patrick, that DMR mode is really nice, and you get to talk internationally. I've talked to Australia on this radio, Echolink, in my car coming down the hill out in front of the house here, and met some real nice folks all over the world occasionally. They're not on here too often on this repeater, but it's very possible, and I don't mind doing that. And I've talked to quite a few operators, not a lot, but a few operators running keyboards and doing CW. And I don't mind that. It's purely good code when they do it, usually. I just don't like it when they have the expeditions and they sit there and just punch a button over and over and over and over trying to make a contact and keeping the good operators from actually getting in. That's kind of irritating, but again, I don't make the rules, and I'm old, so... I got to comply with it. That's all there is to it. Go ahead, Gus.
QSL, I know there are a lot of different philosophies. I know I was listening to one of our older hams who was, you know, putting down the digital media. I said, hey, you were unhappy when they got past spark gap radio. Just trying to pull this chain that, you know, progress is progress, and sometimes... you know, maybe it progresses the way you don't want, but progress is still on.
Radio. These kids nowadays wouldn't know what that is. Oh, shoot. And there's a lot of things I don't know. I've become over the years, like 35 years or so, becoming an appliance operator almost. I can't remember a lot of the things, Gus, that I knew when I was younger, and I admit it. But time goes on, and things change, but I like to have a contact that's personable, and the computer isn't making it for me. Now, I use spotting networks all the time, like QRZ and that, to see who's out there and working, and that's a computer, and I use a computer all the time, but I don't use it to... talk to anybody. One of the neatest QSOs I ever had, I talked to a guy, I think it was in North Dakota, South Dakota, and he was a railroad telegrapher. And they didn't even use international Morse code. They used, as I remember it, I'd have to look it up, the American Morse code or something that, anyways, that he did on the railroad. Used for, he says, I'm talking to you on a keyboard, Tom. He says, I'm 99 years old, and he says, my hands are so crippled up, I can't use a key anymore. He says, otherwise I wouldn't be doing that. And I noticed that every single digit and every single letter, everything was perfect. But that was a very, very memorable contact, Gus. So, yeah, there are lots of modes. Heck, when I was coming up, there was mTOR, PacTOR, gTOR, the computer one, Packet. I used Packet some locally when I lived in Kansas. So, as you say, to each their own. Well, I hope you have some good luck with your house. We did get a half-inch rain this morning, thank God, and Mother Nature. And we haven't had any, and we need to get our grass reseeded and aerated and planted and all that and fertilized. So we're looking forward to get that done in the next week. Wish we'd get some more rain, though. AA4GH and 0TR.
QSL. Yeah, I was talking to Patrick and told him that, you know, we haven't learned yet what normal weather patterns are in the Carolinas. So that's one of the things to, you know, listen to the news and trying to understand better what you folks deal with every day. But anyway, hey, it's always wonderful talking to you, Tom. You're doing well. And, boy, I'd like to ask you to save a piece of that pie, but I'm not sure when I'll get your way. Enjoy it, though. AA4GH 73s to N0TR.
Got out of the shower and got down here a little bit late tonight. It's always good to hear Patrick. I just talked to him yesterday. And we went out and picked up 10 eggs today from the chickens out back. Fed and watered them. Did very little. But it's always nice to hear you. And you're a great gentleman also. Hope you and yours are having a good time up there, and look forward to seeing you someday. AA4GH and 0TR. 73s, Gus.
We'll make that happen, Tom. 73s from AA4GH to N0TR. Take care, Tom. AA4GH will be off and clear.